Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Israel honors a rabbi who almost blew up the Dome of the Rock. That's the headline. In one moment, Wiki Madad will join me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Rabbi Shlomo Gorin, he was on the Temple Mount at the time of the liberation back in 1967. He was up there that day that it all happened, was he not?
He was, and in fact we have pictures of him inside the Dome of the Rock with a small scroll of the law, the Sefer Torah. He actually thought that perhaps we could do some physical damage to the Dome of the Rock, but the generals persuaded him that that wasn't a good idea. Perhaps we lost an opportunity, who knows? We'll have to wait and see. He was very firm in taking measurements in later years and publishing a book on the subject, which he claimed that there was more than enough room for Jews to walk around the Temple Mount of where the various sanctified portions are in which Jews should not go in. He was recognized as one of the leading figures in the liberation of Jerusalem and pointing the direction to the Temple Mount as the ultimate aim of that war.
I had opportunity to interview Rabbi Gorin and also General Uzi Narkis. And as I understand it, Gorin was ready to blow up the Dome of the Rock, and Uzi Narkis said, "You do that, I'll arrest you, buddy." But indeed, you said it. Maybe you missed a chance back 50 years ago, but you're preparing for that temple, and now it's in sight, is it not?
Yes, it's becoming much more in the public discourse. People are talking about it. People are trying to argue about it. That's okay with me, because the more they talk about it, the more we have a chance to convince and influence people that it's not in heaven, but it's also on earth, something that could be accomplished and realized.
Wiki Madad with the account of a rabbi, Rabbi Shlomo Gorin, who endeavored to blow up the Dome of the Rock so they could begin the building of the Jewish temple. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The account of Rabbi Shlomo Gorin entering the Dome of the Rock with the purpose of destroying this Muslim edifice gives evidence how dedicated some Jews are about building the next temple. Rabbi Gorin was a major player in preparations to rebuild the Jewish temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. It was 50 years ago when the rabbi went up onto the Temple Mount, the time in the Six-Day War when the Israeli Defense Force took back this sacred piece of real estate. He went into the Dome of the Rock, where the last two Jewish temples have stood, and where the next temple will stand as well. During these last 50 years, all preparations have been made for the next temple to be built, which is what the Bible says will indeed happen. Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, Matthew 24, 15, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 4, and Revelation chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. God's prophetic word says there will be a temple on the Temple Mount and in the near future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...